Coach, I know you only went 1-5 last year, but looking at your roster, you guys were extremely young, so it was kind of a growing year for the Warriors a year ago. Is that fair?
Yeah, no. I mean, we had one game where we had a full team. We happened to play the number one team in the state, and Roosevelt, and they beat us pretty good. But after that, we had a COVID mess, not to make excuses, but we had 18 kids out. By the second, third, fourth game, we were playing our JVs up on varsity. So when you say we had a young team, we didn't, but just our older kids didn't get the opportunity to play. Our younger kids did. They weren't quarantined.
Okay. Did that kind of help the development, though, of those kids, even though it was such a crazy year and a short year? Looking to this year, did last year and the ability to play those young kids kind of help you maybe?
Well, yeah, undoubtedly. Those kids played, and they played well. They competed in every game. We lost a couple games by 2 or 3 points, playing with kids that were 9th and 10th graders. With experience, they're juniors. We got a few seniors. We got 18 seniors, and we got 100-something kids in the program, and we're boiling over with excitement.
Yeah, and just 2 years ago, this team was a couple of inches away from a state championship appearance, so I know you have good tradition there. What about the message to your kids this year? Again, I don't want to harp on 2020, but it was such an anomaly. What's the message to your kids coming into 2021, where we hope it'll be at least close to a normal year?
Well, we're just putting the foot on the accelerator, and our kids, we set super high goals, you know, between us and our kids. And the program, we're demanding a lot, and we're expecting a normal year. If it's not a normal year, we expect to compete and do the best we can with what we got. You know, the offseason, Kevin, was kind of funny because a lot of kids trained on their own, have been doing a lot of things, going and seeing personal trainers. Parents have bought weight equipment for kids so they can lift. And over in my part of town, football is kind of a religion. I mean, they love it. They're frothing at the mouth to get out there and play. So we're excited about where we're at right now.
On the summer, did you get a chance to take in a camp at a school somewhere, or did you hold your camp last week like many of the schools across the state?
Yeah, we held ours last week because we couldn't get it together for the summer. Our own little thing at the school, and it first time ever that I've done that. And, you know, not great because you want more competition and hitting, but, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Okay, looking at your roster from last year, I want to start on the defense, and I know you played a host of kids, but stat-wise, you do return 8 of your top 10 tacklers from last year, so maybe that's a strength of your club going into the fall?
Yeah, I would say defense, we're going to have a good one, and our whole defensive backfield came back from last year. They were 3 10th graders, all 3. So we have 3 juniors coming back. At linebacker, Mikey Espindola is probably one of those kids you were talking about, and John Pankoff and Alex Stern. We have a solid linebacker core, but really the strength of our team is our O and D line. We got a few big kids that are really put in the time. Trevin McLean, 6'4", 305. Chris Baum, 6'2", 265. And we got some hosses up there. I just wish we had more of them. We're a little thin on numbers of the big guys, but the ones we have are tremendous.
All right. Well, that allow you to do some fun things offensively. I know you like kind of the big scoring offenses you had a couple of years ago. Will those guys up front allow you to do that more this year?
Yeah, you know, we're traditionally a running team like a lot of high schools, but we feel like we got a pretty good quarterback. We had a good one a few years back, Jake Green.
Yep.
And we got his backup now kind of a lot of looks. He's a big kid, 6'2", 205. And our skilled guys are very deep there. We got Parker Ayers running back, Udio, River Lakey. We got guys that know what to do with the ball in their hands. So, yeah, we're excited. We're as excited as we were when you talked about that team that was a play away from going to the state championship. We're as excited about this year's team.
All right. Talk about your schedule, though. Canyon City, Pueblo Centennial, Fort Morgan, your first 3 out of the gate. Tough opponents, but winnable games for you.
Yeah, they're all tough. They all play hard-nosed ball. Canyon City's going to be that's going to answer where we at right now. And we kind of owe Fort Morgan. We went out there to a 21-21 tie, and they ended up beating us. And Eagle Valley, I think, beat us by 2 or 3 points. We fumbled the ball about 8 times with that young group we said we had last year. So those are non-conference. We're the ones we circle is Holy Family and Meade. those are always circled on our schedule.
Yeah, and I was going to bring those two up next because those two games probably determine whether you get into the playoffs automatically as a league champ or have to worry about a wild card spot.
Sure, and exactly right. And we want to win it. We haven't beat Meade yet in a couple of years. We've been close. We feel like we got a good squad. We're excited about it. Holy Family is they're a great team. They're always tough. We've had some good luck against them. But those two teams are definitely will probably be in the preseason top 10. And so we got them circled. It's a great conference, and we enjoy playing it.
And I seem to sense, despite the 1-5 mark last year, you're expecting a playoff spot out of this bunch this year.
Oh, undoubtedly. If we don't make the playoffs, it would be disappointing for us as a program. We've set our goals a lot higher than just getting to the playoffs, and we feel like we got the squad that we had in 2019, talent. So we're super fired up about what we got. Now you got to compete, and you got to stay healthy, and you got to get your ball to bounce your way a couple times in close games. But I think these kids that we got right now have the makeup to make it happen.